I have to ask the question, Corona hoax 1 year later, why don't we have any governments remaining? Governments are now laughing stocks. They're punchlines bigger than they were before. The tweet prompted a mixed response. Some people praised it for supporting women in uniform. Others found it unprofessional. I found it fake. Do you have the... Mrs. O'Connell was looking for, so you can see it in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. The U.S. Marine Corps account came back with a reply, come back when you've served and been pregnant. That's aimed at Tucker Carlson. In other words, you're not allowed to comment on pregnant women in the military unless you've been pregnant and served. It's gone? You know what? I bet they took it down. I bet they took that fake pic down. Virginia Cruta, a Daily Caller editor who had two chirons while serving in the Army, backed up Carlson. Tucker's point was that the priority should always be mission first. Of course, the Daily Caller was founded or co-founded by Tucker Carlson. Somebody's got to have that. Some Wayback Machine has to have that picture, because people like in pictures. I don't know why is there two Marine Expeditionary Force Information Group is a regimental level whose job is to provide administrative training, legal, operational, and area command support to USMC personnel and their families, according to its Facebook page. Speaking of Facebook. Speaking of Pride Book, the Crusade Channel has now been banned from posting for 7 days. You know why? Because Mrs. O'Connell quoted me from my Twitter on Friday. About the men on Twitter going, yeah, we want women in uniform and in the military. They deserve to have a chance. Where I said, any faggot that's out there promoting my 24-year-old girls taking bullets for them better watch their six. That got posted on our Pride Book page and got us banned. I mean, finally, look. We've been trying to get the media's attention for 6 years now, and finally. So, 844-527-8723. Here, I'll show you the ban notice in the chat room at crusadechannel.com. Here's what it looks like on, if you go to our Pride Book page. You can't post or comment for 7 days because you posted hate speech. Not hate speech. Hate speech is hating on women and telling them they ought to be serving in war zones where men should be. March 11th video post. Okay, this kind of recounts with what Carlson said. The reason we have that is that we have thus far not allowed our priorities, mission readiness, and strength, and combat to be fully compensated by a focus on issues that are irrelevant to the purpose of winning wars. She said in this is the woman who writes at the Daily Caller in a March 12th op-ed. All Carlson did was warn Americans that these priorities, if regime leader Biden's recent comments are any indication, are in danger of being compromised. Blah, 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 blah. And the U.S. Now, this is funny. The U.S. Space Command did not respond to emailed questions for comment. The heck do you need to ax the Space Command for? Is that an actual thing? I thought Biden was going to get rid of that. Something stupid that Trump created. Here's a reminder: the U.S. military exists to fight and win wars. That's its only purpose. The U.S. military is not an NGO. It's not a vehicle for achieving equality. But you know what? After a while, we just get sick and tired of these ridiculous arguments because they're the same ones. They just kind of morph a little bit. They're the same ones that we've been having since like 1993 and the Clinton presidency. When the first, we need to have homosexuals in the military. We do? Why? I don't know, but we need to. Why? Because they deserve the chance to serve. Okay, why? Does a quadriplegic deserve it? That's different. By the by, Milo Yiannopoulos, consecrating his life to St. Joseph, saying he is not gay. He quit the whole homo thing. Wait a minute. I thought you were born with this. You can't quit. Yeah, there's no going back. You're born this way. Okay, that is... yeah. The picture you're looking for, Maggie, has been changed. It's now... Dick Levine carrying the 220-pound man. By the by, note you can't see the guy. You can't see the soldier. You can't see his face, right? Note also that his... Why are his legs at a crouched position like she just picked him up out of a chair? That is the same picture. Look at the footprints. Does that look like someone that's carrying a... load of 325 pounds on sand? Again, it looks to me like somebody ran out there with the big footprints and went da, 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 right up behind, and you get this in stride picture of this woman going, hey, look, it's so much fun to carry 225-pound, 6'3" Marines. In any event, we have all of this on tap. It is a one-year anniversary. We'll talk about it a lot coming up next here for the coronavirus, Corona Hoax Virus Task Force being launched. We've been stuck with 15 days to flatten the curve for 365 days.
Wordsworth, Romney, field investigation finding obsolescence. Do you know why you're here, Mr. Wordsworth?
Yes, sir.
I'd ask you to speak up a little, if you will.
Yes, sir. I know why I'm here.
You've been under investigation, Mr. Wordsworth, for the mandatory period of 1 year and 11 months. You're found to be obsolete. The purpose of this hearing is to make a finding in the matter and make a sentence accordingly. Do you understand that?
I understand that.
Your occupation, Mr. Wordsworth?
A librarian, sir.
A what?
A librarian, sir.
Has this man had counsel?
Yes, sir, he has.
Are you sure he knows his rights?
He's been given orientation, sir.
Mr. Wordsworth, I'm told that you've had counsel. Stand back in the light, Mr. Wordsworth! I'm told you've had counsel and been given orientation, Mr. Wordsworth, but I'm still not sure in my own mind that you understand the purpose of this hearing. The field investigators in your sector have classified you as obsolete. This finding carries with it serious implications. Do you understand that, Mr. Wordsworth? Now, I ask you again, your occupation?
I am a librarian, sir. That is my occupation. That is my profession. If you people choose to call that obsolete...
Request clarification of the term?
Yes, the term, Mr. Wordsworth, you people, you make reference to the state?
I make reference to the state.
And you persist in declaring your occupation as being that of a librarian, is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
A librarian having to do with books.
Yes, sir, books.
Since there are no more books, Mr. Wordsworth, there are no more libraries. And, of course, it follows that there is very little call for the services of a librarian. Case in point, a minister. A minister would tell us that his function is that of preaching the word of God. And, of course, it follows that since the state has proven that there is no God, that would make the function of a minister somewhat academic as well.
There is a God.
You are in error, Mr. Wordsworth. There is no God. The state has proven that there is no God!
You cannot erase God with an edict.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
Case of the Moonies here. We are broadcasting and simulcasting live on shortwave 58 to the 50 kilohertz. Mike Church Show here, the longest running radio talk show in the history of satellite radio. You know what they're doing over there on satellite radio? I'm not going to talk. I'll talk about it tomorrow. I'm going to talk about the Corona Doom today. And it's nonsense with, you know what? It's not even nonsense. It's offensive. It's offensive. The intimation or insinuation that America does not have enough men to put in a uniform to tote guns, man tanks and what have you, to fight our undeclared wars in countries most people can't point to on a map is offensive. But then again, we are talking about soy milk guzzling soy boys who may actually be inferior to some aged bull, Brahma, lesbo women. Well, try to make that a little more Chad friendly. By the way, Mrs. O'Connell, will you tell everyone where you found that picture? Because people like them pictures. The Chico carrying, the allegedly carrying the 225-pound, 6'3" tall soldier that I call BS on. You know, they deleted the pic because people like me were looking at it going like, no way. There's no way that foot is displacing 325 pounds in the sand. She wasn't even making a footprint. And yet there they have it. Where'd you find it? Some woman, somebody way backed
it.
She downloaded it.
She downloaded it.
She right clicked on it and downloaded it.
She screenshotted it real quick because she was like, oh, this is coming back.
Okay.
So yeah, she screenshotted it and she retweeted it just this morning. She was for everyone that didn't get to see it.
Okay. So I just want to go over this. Tony's in Illinois. Tony, hang on just a sec. We'll go to the telephones. If you post a picture, because people like them pictures, so you put one in the chat room, and let's just say I pick up on it and I make it part of crusadechannel.com or mikechurch.com or whatever. if I go into my media file on my web server and delete that image and you search for it, you will still be able to find it because Google made a backup of it. And just understand the game that they're playing here. Google makes a backup of everything, which is why we stopped using Hangouts, because we could see them making copies of our inner office memo pics. And I'm like, I am not leaving that crap out there. You're going to have to work a little harder to spy on this enterprise here.